This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The weather has been great for pollination down in southwest Iowa. We'll have more from Bex Hybrids right after this.
Parker McCollum.
Get the man I am. What kind of man do you need?
Live 2025. Friday, August 8th, 8 p.m. Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Turn it down.
Multi-platinum selling artist Parker McCollum.
Finally got a handle.
Special guest, Josh Abbott Band. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office.
If you look at the nearest cornfield, you'll probably see plenty of tassels. That means pollination is in full swing, and farmers are praying for the stars to align and allow their crops to reach their full potential yields. Southwest Iowa Bex agronomist Nate Meyer said the weather in his area has been great so far, and it looks like that will continue in the near future.
Plenty of rain, timely rains that we've needed. The corn crop, you know, a lot of it's we're moving into pollination right now. I'd say with all of it probably pollinating here in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, weather looks great for that. As far as the soybean crop, it finally caught up. We went through a kind of a slow growth phase there where we didn't have really the heat that we usually have to push along, but we've gotten that now, and soybeans are right there as well. So we're setting up to have what I think is going to be a fantastic crop here.
When it comes to pollination, Meyer said he looks at two major yield-limiting factors, how dry the air will be and how hot the temperatures will be.
Looking at our forecast coming up, we have neither of those things. So I expect us to have great pollination this year when it comes to that. The only thing I'm worried about still is Mother Nature. If we have some big winds, something like that, but we've had some here in the last, you know, probably 3 or 4 days. And talking with growers, talking with my seed advisors, there's a couple fields that have a little bit of lodging in there, but for the most part, the corn took it very well. So everything's pointing towards the good side as pollination is going to happen here.
On top of that, Meyer said that disease and pest pressure has been mostly limited this year as well. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com. As always, you can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.